Can you just begin to present yourself and explain who you are and remind us the reason of your action?
Okay, my name is Alexandra Williams, and I'm one of the co-founders of Black Lives Matter Toronto.
Yeah.
And the reason for our action that happened yesterday was a direct response to the SIU's findings on Jermaine Carby's case and the investigation that's being done on Andrew Loku right now at the present moment. So we had set forth Our coalition set forth a list of demands, and they weren't met. So we started off with a rally, and folks who were there decided to take it to the streets.
Okay, and can you give us some information about the Black Lives Matter Toronto Coalition?
Black Lives Matter Toronto Coalition is a group of students, activists, yeah, parents, trans and queer folks that basically came together via social media and decided that they wanted to do something. We wanted to do something for the growing climate that was happening in Toronto, across Canada and the world, surrounding anti-blackness and state-sanctioned violence.
Okay.
So we came together under the pretext of just love for our community and wanting to help more in a much more visible and unifying way.
And do you think that police brutality against black population is a recurrent problem in Canada?
I do feel that 100% yes.
Yeah.
That this is a problem for black folk here in Canada. Most of the people, when I'm using Toronto, it's that 50% of the people that have been killed by the police in Toronto have been black. And for a population of black folks in Toronto that only makes 4% of Toronto's population, that's a huge percentage. So it's when we come down to statistics and we look at the funneling of black folks that are either being imprisoned or killed at the hands of police or vigilantes, it starts to become very alarming at the state of emergency in which black folks are witnessing right now in Toronto and across Canada and in the world, as we've seen from the protests in the United States, Ghana, London. It's Black Lives Matter is moving nationally on a global scale as well. So what's facing us now is the fact that in Toronto and Canada specifically, because we have this idea that that's so far removed from us, that it's very hard to actually get folks to listen to what's happening and the current state that black folks are under.
Yeah.
And that's why the Black Lives Matter Toronto Coalition came about and wanted to make sure that we bring these issues to the forefront and that we are able to offer a platform to those families and folks who are affected by this type of violence.
Okay, and 10% of federal inmates are black in Canada. And now, how do you feel when you heard that? Like, because it seems to be there are a lot of black federal inmates, more than black population.
I feel like when I look at statistics all the time, the team is constantly looking at statistics, and I wouldn't say that it wasn't alarming.
Yeah.
I would say that understanding the ways in which systems of oppression have been created to sort of create this prison industry complex, which funnels black men and black women, especially black trans women, into prisons, I think it was very realistic of the theories in which black academics more specifically have been talking about when we talk about the prison industry complex,
yeah,
which was first introduced by Angela Davis. I think seeing statistics like that sort of wake you up to the reality of how real this is and how very much there is a system in place to make sure that black folks especially are funneled into a system that's created to fail them.
Yeah, because we know that the Peel police officer who shot Jermaine Carby would not be criminal charges.
No, there will be no charges brought against him. Even after the SIU statement where they said that the knife turned up a couple of hours later, it wasn't even found on the scene. But the fact that Jermaine's DNA was enough was a justifiable cause to not charge the officer. I feel like that's abysmal. Like, I'm trying not to actually get angry, because I feel like I constantly get angry and frustrated and sad when I talk about Jermaine's case, because we didn't even get a trial. We didn't even get an opportunity to learn these officers' names, to know who they are, to know who his murderers are. And the fact that there's been this beratement of Jermaine's past, like, just because he had a past, he didn't have rights to a fair trial. We will never be able to see that, when the SIU themselves are saying that the investigation has been tampered with and that they'll understand why people will not trust them. Tony said that himself. I think it's just a real reflection of the lack of respect that these institutions have for Black folks and the current state that we're in. The fact that SIU didn't even feel the need to take this to trial, even when they realize that the investigation in which they're carried out isn't completely 100% conclusive and has holes and is not 100% just, they still felt like it wasn't needed to actually bring the officer up on charges. And when we look at other folks in the states and the ways in which, like, Mike Brown's officer didn't get indicted, Trayvon Martin's, his murderer got off. And most of these times, these officers are getting off with pay. They're still being paid. Like, they're not actually really being reprimanded for anything, for taking a life. And it's terrifying when you are paying tax dollars to a service that's supposed to protect you and is supposed to make sure that you are safe in your home, on your streets, wherever you might be. It's actually the same force that's killing your community and essentially getting paid for those murders. The fact that we don't even know the officers of Andrew Locu's murderers or Jermaine Carby's murderers is a clear indication of how Black lives are just seen as numbers in a rolling credit of names. And it's hurtful. It's terrifying. It's terrifying at this point.
Yeah. And just to finish, for people who want to support Black Lives Matter, how they can do?
Mm-hmm. If people want to get in contact with us, they can send an email to us on blacklivesmatterto@gmail.com. We also are online on Facebook at Black Lives Matter Toronto Coalition. And if people want to check us out on Twitter, it's at BLM_TO. Those are the best ways to get in contact with us.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Alexandra.
Thank you so much.